Today is World Heart Day. I thought we could find out a little bit more about looking after our hearts. So I'm joined now by Professor Fausto Pinto, President of the World Heart Federation. Professor Pinto, thank you so much for joining me on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. My pleasure being with you. Thanks.
So tell me, what is World Heart Day all about?
So the World Heart Day started over 20 years ago. It's an initiative of the World Heart Federation. And the main purpose is to increase awareness on cardiovascular disease. Cardiovascular disease still represents the number one killer in the world, either in high, middle, or low-income countries. And what we want to achieve with this World Heart Day is basically to provide as much as we can information, disseminate it throughout the world, through our members, so we can increase the awareness on this big problem, which is the number one problem of health across the globe.
How is Switzerland doing? I mean, you say that it's a pretty bad killer across the globe. Switzerland, we're a healthy country. We hike, you know, we have pretty clean air. Is cardiovascular disease as big of a problem here as it is in other countries?
Well, unfortunately, yes. Even in Switzerland, which, as you mentioned, it's a very, in a way, a very healthy country with good healthy lifestyles. But still, cardiovascular disease represents the number one killer across the different age ranges and the different parts of the country. It's about one-fourth of the death reasons for in Switzerland are due to cardiovascular disease. And that's why one of the aspects that we focus on World Heart Day is to continue to promote healthy lifestyles so people can enjoy better cardiovascular health. But unfortunately, yes, it's still a big problem, and it's still a problem that needs to be addressed by focusing on some of the risk factors that we know can affect the cardiovascular system, like hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, sedentarism, obesity, and so on, so we can improve cardiovascular health, in this case in Switzerland, which has all the conditions to be even more healthier than it is right now.
Very practically, what can we do to look after our own hearts? How do we look after them, make them healthy, keep them healthy?
Well, we need to treat our heart nicely. And we can do that by promoting healthy lifestyles. And that has to do, for instance, with no smoking. Smoking is probably one of the worst things that can happen to the cardiovascular system because it's poison to the cardiovascular system. So stop smoking if you are a smoker. There are some programs that can actually help people to stop smoking. Check your blood pressure. Hypertension is still a big problem across the globe. Diabetes, which is the blood sugar, the level of the sugar in the blood. It's also a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. So that should also be checked, particularly if you have some people in the family with diabetes. High levels of cholesterol, and that can actually start from early age. And we know today that the high levels of cholesterol in the blood, so fat in the blood, can be bad for the heart. And we have very good ways to address that. So that's the other thing that you should also look at. And then have a healthy life, you know, enjoy your life, do your exercise, walk, run, swim, hike, have a good diet, so you can actually have a healthy life and live longer.
Do you have a particular message for World Heart Day this year?
Well, every year we have some specific messages that we like to address and we like to disseminate. And this year we are actually focusing on a very important current topic, which is about climate change and air pollution. We know today that air pollution can be responsible for up to 7 million deaths per year. We have data now that shows that climate change can actually have an impact, particularly in cardiovascular conditions. We know, for instance, that the quality of the air, either inside or outside, can actually be responsible for changes in the cardiovascular system. On the surface, for instance, of the vessels, what we call the endothelium, can change the endothelial function, can change also by the air we breathe, can change some of the aspects related with our respiratory system. So there are many potential impacts of this climate change for the cardiovascular system, for the respiratory system, that then can evolve or can contribute to the development of cardiovascular conditions.
These sound like quite long-term changes that we need to commit to. Absolutely. But what can we do in the very, very short term if we would like to do something today? What can we actually do in Geneva? You've got an event happening.
Yes, we're going to have several side events. They're actually going to happen around the globe. And in Geneva, there's going to be a special one at the Bande Paqui. There's going to be some sessions on CPR, so helping people to do basic life support. There's going to be also some initiatives, some games, some check of blood pressure. So there's going to be a lot of things happening that can help people also to understand a little better about their cardiac, their heart condition, and also to learn a little bit more to deal with the heart. And that's going to be at the Bande de Paqui in Geneva. We're going to light also, as we always do, many buildings across the globe. Le Jette, it's going to be illuminated also in Geneva at the lake. We did that last year. We're going to do it again this year. And that's, again, another way to increase the awareness on this issue, which is unfortunately still an important one, which is that we should treat well our hearts.
Professor Fausto Pinto, President of the World Heart Federation, on World Heart Day today, 29th of September. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. And enjoy the World Heart Day and do the best for your hearts. Thank you so much.